B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Let's go to Goose in South Philly. What's up, Goose?
Hey, what's going on? I don't really have much to say other than just excited. We got two more weeks before the real thing kicks off, and I can't wait to hear all 60,000 of fans in the link for Carson Wentz and that DJ connection again. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, 11-10, baby.
It's going to be 11-10. I love that. But what I really wanted to talk about was you mentioned about the Eagles' possible move back in the day, and
yeah.
That was in 84.
Yeah.
I was born in 83. So I would never know the Eagles if that would have went through. And I, when you said that, my whole life flashed to my eyes of every single Eagles great memory that I have. And you mean to tell me that none of that would exist if that would have went down? That's crazy, man.
I mean, right? I when you think of it, Goose, they dawned on me last night when this guy brought it up, and I'm going, oh, yeah, oh, my God, and how that would have impacted us.
That's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about sports from September to January, you can't even talk about sports without Eagles in Philadelphia, and you need to tell me that it wouldn't be here?
Right.
That's crazy, man. And
well, Goose, you wouldn't even know about it because if they left, you would have never heard the stories of even before you were born in 83. You weren't alive in 1980 when you went to the Super Bowl, but you're well-versed in it now because it was a talking point.
Right. That's just crazy, man. I say we're a little spoiled now, I guess, and I'm glad that we are, that, you know, that those talks never, like, you know, really transpired into nothing more, and we get to have our Philadelphia Eagles. Because, like you said, that's a regional thing, man. You can't take that away from us, no matter if you move or not, so.
That's a great call, man. Goose. Great call, brother.
Yeah, and I got news for you, Goose. I wouldn't have traveled with the team.
No.
I'm not moving to Arizona. No. Arizona? They moved to Banff. I'd consider it.
Forget about it. But you guys, great. Have a great day. I'm out here Ubering. I got a passenger in the car.
Thanks, Goose. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, the Eagles are moving to Arizona? Sure, I'll go. Because I love the Eagles so much, I'm going to pick up my family and move. I ain't going to that.
Well, nobody's moving. But
yeah.
In fact, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, moving with your fandom, We wouldn't root for the Eagles. We would have hated them.
Yeah.
They would have been dead to me. I would have rooted against them. Like, they would have been a bigger enemy than the Cowboys.
Yeah, because they abandoned us.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest crime of all.
No, they would have been it. They would have been the worst. Now, I'll say this is interesting because I see it in Los Angeles. I'm out in L.A. a lot, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, I do the show out there, too, and, you know, all those people are football fans, but they're, you know, born and bred in Southern California. So because they were without football for so long,
yeah,
a lot of the younger people, like, all of a sudden the Rams and the Chargers appeared there, but they're not Rams and Chargers fans.
No, they have no history.
Exactly. Like, so if you're, you know, I got a producer who's, E. Rob's like 20, like 20, 28 or something, 25. And he's a Bills fan. And the reason why he's a Bills fan, his father, I guess originally you're from Western New York, but he's a Bills fan because he had no team.
Yeah, he was a free agent.
Right, so he became a Bills fan, and now that the Rams and the Chargers are there, like, you know, you kind of pay attention, but he's still a Bills fan.
Well, yeah, he should be because he's got history. You can't just throw away that history, right?
And the thing that would have happened here, is if had the Eagles moved in 1984 and say they have gotten a team back in the mid 90s,
yeah.
So we would have gone 10 years without football.
Oh, forget it.
Right? We all would have found other teams.
Yep. Maybe a lot of us could have become Steeler fans because they across the state. Probably not a Giant fan because there was too much rival history there in New York.
Who knows? But who?
Yeah.
It would have been, you know, we would have all become
Ravens.
Fans of another team. And, you know, when the Eagles came back, it would have, you know, it would have been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, prove it now. Are you going to leave me again? You'd have that part of it, too.
I it's interesting that, you know, that whole fandom thing.
Yeah.
What would have happened?
Well, thank God it didn't. Sal in Collegeville's on the Fanatic. What's up, Sal?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How was the scrapple? Good?
Dude. Sal, you're in Collegeville right now. I highly suggest you get in that car of yours, jump on 422, and get down here. because it was the most outrageous scrapple pots one could ever have. I don't know what the sauce kind of thing was on it either, but I'm in heaven.
Actually,
I'm on like I'm scrapple in, high right now.
Actually, I'm in Phoenixville now at the VFW having a couple cold Coors Light. But anyway,
they got cold Coors Light here, brother.
Oh man,
and they got scrapple like tots.
There you go. Listen, back in the day, I was a sales manager at a Toyota store that was run by the Conicelli Piazza Auto Group. And one morning, I'm in the showroom, and I see this guy pull up in the parking lot, come walking towards the door, and I go, man, this guy looks familiar. He walks in. I go, aren't you Police Commissioner Joseph O'Neill? He goes, yeah. I said, can I help you? He says, yeah, I'm looking for so-and-so, one of the partners. I said, come on, I'll take you upstairs to his office. So I take him upstairs, and about an hour and a half later, he comes down. And I say goodbye to him. It was a pleasure to meet him. And I go upstairs, and I go, hey, boss, what's going on? He goes, we're trying to buy the Eagles. I go, you're kidding. He goes, yeah. He said, we're trying to keep them in Philly, and we don't want them to go to Arizona. I said, unbelievable.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and like a week later, like I see all these long.
Now, this is, was this Vince Piazza?
Yeah, Mike's dad. Yeah,
yeah. I met him. He's a great guy, man.
Oh, him and Dom Conicelli. Let me tell you, the best people in the world.
Vince is a really good guy. Yeah,
Dom passed away a little while ago, and but he was a gentleman.
So they were trying to buy the Eagles to keep the Eagles
and
in Philadelphia.
Bill O'Neill was like the messenger, the go-between.
Wow.
And we were all blown away. We were so excited. We're thinking, oh, man, we're going to get free tickets to the games and stuff, you know.
Oh, it would have been amazing. I wish they would have bought it instead of Bremen.
Oh, tell me about it. Unbelievable the way it works out, huh?
Yeah, and Vince got screwed, too. He tried to buy the Tampa team, I guess, the expansion team, and he got screwed out of that, too.
I think he made a little money out of it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's got an empire, let me tell you. He's buying up apartment complexes around here up in Montgomery County left and right. It's unbelievable. But listen, I'm coming down tomorrow. I got two tickets, and I can't get anybody to go with me because they're all doing something. But I'm coming down.
Good, man. Well, you hang with us, buddy.
Yeah, you have plenty of friends
I hope
there.
I hope to run into you and Ty because I got a T-shirt for Ty. You know, he's a T-shirt nut. It's got Randall on it. You know, when Randall broke his leg and he was coming back, he had all his T-shirts printed up.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll be back scrambling?
It's got Randall, like, leaping over somebody with the football in one arm, you know? And it says Randall's back, and then another one's an Eagle strobe back. I'll give that to you. It's an XL. I hope it fits, but it's the only one I got. These are like
that's
two
cool, man.
From like 25 years ago, man. They're the only one.
That's awesome.
So I'll
I
look
love
for
it.
You when I come down here.
Thanks, bro. That's cool,
all right,
man.
All right, brother. Thanks, Sal.
Thank you, Sal. Right.
Yeah, we're going to be easy to find. At least there's a part of the day where the two of us will be very easy to find, Anthony. We'll be all over. You'll be flying all over. I probably won't even see you really probably until this time, which is 3:30. Now, right outside the stage, the Victory Beer Stage, there's an atrium out there. If you're walking into Xfinity Live from the staged area, it's to the left. And we're going to have our midday show, Beers with the Midday Show.
Yes.
We're so unoriginal, but that's perfect. You know?
What do you mean?
But like, it's not like we just simplified it and said, let's just have beers with the listeners. It's really simple, but
no,
it's awesome.
Listen, it was my idea. I wanted to do it.
Yeah, no, it's great because we have no other obligation.
No, but
to sip beers and hang out.
Right, but this is, what are we going to do? You're going to go on stage and do some bogus.
Yeah.
Like, they want us to do that line
okay.
that I hate.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not doing that. That's horrible.
No, let's just hang out.
You get more with the listeners when you're just hanging with them,
yep.
talking to people. That's way more fun.
Yeah, and I agree, and I love it. We're just gonna hang out in the atrium area. We'll have
Andrew
drinks.
Will be there.
Yeah, sure.
The tune is
actually,
right?
I will not be.
What?
What are you talking about?
At 3:30, I'll be hosting the Q&A with Jason Stark from 3:30 until 4. So once it's done, I'll
Wait
pop
a second,
on over.
Dude.
Who's really? Scheduling this over there? Ray Charles?
Not me. I got my itinerary, 3:30 to 4.
Wow. You know, you're part of the show, dude.
I'll be there before and after. How's that sound?
All right, make sure.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to be there before and after. We're going to be there at 3:30 to 4.
I'm sure Jason will be okay if I end it 5 minutes early. How's that sound?
Yeah, come by. You got to get one.
You ever hang out and talk baseball with Stark? Hey, that thing ain't getting cut short. The man can talk about baseball.
He knows his ball.
Oh,
man.
He does.
He's ultimate seam head.
Hey, you're doing
HOF.
You're doing, yeah, I mean, Hall of Famer Jason Stark. Cooperstown, Jason. They're going to call him Jason Cooperstown. Brad in New Jersey's on the Fanatic. Bradley.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, I was at the game last month. Before I get to that point, I want to let you guys know, about 3 weeks ago, I was down in Virginia. And we walk in the hotel, and I'm looking around, and I go, are the Redskins staying here? And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, they're staying here for camp. So my wife and I are leaving for dinner, and I'm surprised that she even went to dinner with me, because we're coming down the elevator, and Gruden gets on. So I'm talking to him. I'm wearing my Eagles cap. He looks at me. He goes, is that thing for real? I said, yeah, I'm an Eagles fan. So we're walking out. They've got fans set up. They're keeping all the fans back because all the guys are going to dinner. I look at my wife, and she goes, don't do it. Don't do it. And I bust into the Eagles fight song. Dude, I got food so bad, my wife didn't even talk to me for like half the dinner.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome, man.
Dude, I had to put the flag up, man. You know?
But, that is great, I love that. It's the best. I love that Gruden looks at you and like, that for real? I can totally see it. Yeah.
I couldn't help it, but. So I got the game like that. All I got to say is thank God we're playing the Redskins week one.
Yeah,
because I agree. Because that line was just, wasn't good. Peters was holding his own, and I was impressed with Dillard and Mateo, but like the interior just didn't look good.
Yeah, well, you know, though, too. Look, nobody's game planning against each other. They haven't played in the game. It's still not the exact line that's going to start together. I'm not worried about it.
No, I agree with you, but I know. But I'm just like I said. I'm glad we're playing the Redskins.
I think you're right. I do think. I don't know. It's going to be tough for them to come out and look in sync. I just think you're going to have to. It's impossible to come out and expect to be clicking, right?
Going up and down the field.
Yeah,
but I don't know that it's impossible, though, Ant. And here's why. Thanks, Brad. Here's why. I mean, look at the Rams last year, right? The Rams last year, 10 of their 11 starters didn't play a single snap. Now, Goff wasn't coming off an injury, so that's a point that is legit. But the Rams last year come into the season, and they start off 8-0 last year. So...
Yeah, but again that's probably the aberration. I mean, you have to agree.
Well, I mean, if you're a good team, I think you're a good team.
Yeah, but still.
Because the Redskins, who they come in with, and, you know, week two when you go to...
I know, but I don't think it's going to look... I don't think it's going to look pretty.
No.
I don't expect it to be...
It's not going to be a Monet.
Yeah, my expectations are pretty, is what it is. Type thing.
Well, I mean, the Rams also opened up last year at Oakland... Against Arizona at home, against the Chargers at home, and against Minnesota at home, and they scored over 30. They scored over 30 in their first five games each. 33, 34, 35, 38, 33. First five games. Ten of their 11 starters didn't play as
that. I don't know. I mean, I'm fully expecting the Eagles not to look like a finished product. And by the way...
Doesn't matter.
I got misconstrued a little bit because Mike was saying, I guess, about Carson, Andrew... So my opinion is that it's more important to get in sync for November, December,
peak at the right time.
October, I'm not going to fret and freak out if they're 2-2 after the first month.
2-2 with who they're playing. I'm not going to freak out. It's not. I'm not going to go.
I think they're probably 3-1, but. If in the event that they're 2-2, I don't think it's freak out time.
Yeah, I can't see him being 2-2 either. When I look at this guy, who's going to play quarterback for the Redskins? Who's opening up for them?
No, if they lose, it'll be if they lose two games, it'll be Atlanta and Green Bay.
Both rogue.
They're not going to lose against the Lions at home, and they're not going to lose against Washington.
Yeah,
but again, my only point is that
short week on Green
Bay. It's just so important to be playing well in once November. Once you get to Halloween, man, that's when you got to get on a roll.
610-632-0975. First time we've had some open lines in a while, so grab them on a football Friday. Live from the North Shore Bar and Kitchen, this is the Midday Show with Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you, football season, we've been talking about it all day. College football starts tomorrow. Florida, Miami. Oh, that's an intriguing matchup, as a matter of fact. Well, the FanDuel Sportsbook's officially live in Pennsylvania, so as summer continues to bring the heat, you can on your bets and your favorite teams. How about money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more? You can bet them all on every game from anywhere in Pennsylvania, and don't sweat the summer heat. Just be a betting pro online or through the app. And FanDuel Sportsbook, here's what they're doing. They're offering you a risk-free bet up to $500 when you sign up with promo code Jason, which means if you lose your first bet, FanDuel's going to give you a refund and site credit. So if you're thinking of using your risk-free bet now, well, maybe, like I said, hit that college football game coming up tomorrow, Florida-Miami. Maybe bet some baseball. The Fightins down in are taking on the Marlins this weekend, a critical series. Take a chance, because if you lose, you can get a refund and site credit. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook and claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. The North Shore Bar in North Wildwood. Great people here, man. We just love hanging out. Great
look
Eagle
at these,
fans.
Look at these crazy nuts.
Great Eagle fans. I just met a beautiful family. You have Joe, Michelle, and their two kids. Joey, here's little Joey.
He's a handsome fella. He pounded his chest.
Little Gianna. She's running around here. But Joey's fantasy football name, I love this kid. He's seven. He's cool. He reminds me of my Massimo. So his fantasy football name was Arsegatron.
Yes. Arsegatron.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Do you came up with that all by yourself?
He did.
That's a great
Joey
name.
Joey came up with it. But then he changed
Arsegatron.
It. Arsegatron. But then he changed it. Come here.
What'd you change it to? Arsegatron?
So he changed it. Joey, tell everybody what you changed your fantasy football name to.
Big boobs with a Z.
What?
All right.
3 minutes with you?
One more time, Joe.
Big boobs with a Z.
What that up? Name's already taken. That's my squad, brother.
I almost died laughing when he told me that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is hysterical.
Uncle Anthony's corrupting the kid.
No, it's not me.
Not you.
Oh, no.
When he came up to you, the name of his team was Arsegatron.
No.
Now it's Big Boobs with a Z.
No, man. I didn't tell him that.
What's the matter with you?
No, he told me. He told me no, man.
Wow.
I wouldn't tell him that. Come on, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, my.
No, birds.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Is this kid awesome?
What's his name again?
Joey.
Joey, can you sit in this chair for the next 2 hours and take my job?
Sure.
Because you'd be much better at this than me.
He's got a personality to have.
I'll tell you, dude, he's going to be on the air any day now.
I'll be playing. He's playing.
Well, after he's done playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he's going to be on the air. Good job.
You're the man, Joey.
Can you say go Eagles?
Go Eagles.
Yes,
no, you don't say go Eagles. What do you say? You say go Birds, right?
Go Birds!
Oh, my. Oh, my.
That's Joey, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll tell you.
It's my man.
He's like you.
He's cool, man.
He just walked over. He goes, what's going on, Bo? Oh, my goodness. What a great kid.
He's an awesome kid. Yeah,
go,
he is.
Do yourself a favor.
And little Gianna. Where's Gianna at?
Joey, go back to our Segatron. This big boobs thing. I'll tell you, they're overrated. It's a no one ever. He's not trying to figure out what to say.
I'll go back to it.
All right, Dad. Good kick.
All right. I got a man right there, Joey.
Dad over here is corrupting him, I think.
No, he was watching. You know what? The Office was on, and that's where he got it. Right, Joe? He got it from The Office. Take care of your sister, all right?
You weren't watching The Wire at like age seven?
He's a cool kid, man.
He's going to be binging The Wire any day.
I'm going to go have a beer with him.
He just had a shot.
He's a great kid.
That's great.
What a great kid.
How about that?
He reminds just like my Massimo. Classic.
Yeah, he is. Like, he's cut from the same cloth as Moss.
Yeah.
Little maniacs. I love him.
Big boobs.
Big boobs with a Z. But he couched it with a Z.
Right, the best is because his father, Joe, comes up and he goes, tell Anthony your fantasy football name. And he goes, Big Boobs with a Z. And I go, what?
And no, he goes, not what you saw on the beach.
And he goes, no, before you changed it. And it was our Segatron.
Which is classic.
Great, man.
That's awesome. Classic.
It's good. It's classic.
Oh, man. The food here is so good. Only thing I keep thinking of is when I had those the Scrapple Tots, it made me think. My reaction was like so like etched in my brain, and this was my reaction to the Scrapple Tots.
Oh, man.
Yes. I'm like, man, these things are outrageous.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Dude, they're so good.
That's great. Hey, real quick, this has a fun little aside. Is there, because, you know, people are going nuts over the Popeye's chicken sandwich. They're, like, selling out, and people are freaking out over
it. Why did this start?
It became a phenomenon. It really is. There's a story on Slate that talks about, like, how crazy the phenomenon is, right? And, in fact, our man, did you ever eat it, Andrew?
The Mike Scott one?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
So, Mike Scott was in hanging out with us the other day, mm-hmm. and he left, and Natalie found his half-eaten chicken sandwich from Popeye's.
You couldn't finish it?
So I don't know. It was just there. So she grabbed it. He left, and she grabbed it, and we were going to have Andrew eat it, and then we thought, well, we'll auction it off for Sixer charity.
That would have been good. Get him to sign it or something. Sign the bun.
Right. But have you gone, like, have you ever gone goofy over
a certain food?
Yeah.
Well, besides the Scrapple Tots? Yeah. I'm what you call a streak eater. I find something I like and I'll eat it a ton for like a month.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
Then you peter out.
Yeah, and I'm on to something new. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think of like the last thing. Well, one of the things, I go to Carlino's and I get these burgers. They got bacon and cheddar and everything. And I cook it on a grill with no bun. But it's a half a pound, you know,
right.
Stuff like that. Like,
it's like almost like a
yeah. Steak. And I'll go, like, I have to have three of these a week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do cool. that. So yeah, I will do that. Let me read you a tweet.
Yeah.
All right. And I got to put you to this one question that I have too after. Orange and Black tweets in, and I'm so disappointed because he's obviously a Flyers fan and I think his tweet's ridiculous, but nonetheless, here it is. He goes, so old man Brady can play 3 preseason games to get season ready, but Wentz is too fragile to even get some rust off? That's the difference between all in or all out. Brady's expecting a Super Bowl. Eagles are playing timid already. I think that's a tremendously dumb tweet. Because Carson Wentz is coming off 2 successive injuries that he's dealt with. And he is trying to knock the rust off, yes. But they just also had a joint practice for him to do that. And he's got banged up guys on his offensive line. Like Lane Johnson couldn't play last night. So why would you throw him out there if you can't put out your full complement of your offensive line?
Yeah, I hear you. I do think it's a good argument both ways. Now, you know, he might be a little harsh in how he said it, but I get the other side. Listen, you're talking to me, and I'm putting him on the shelf, right? So yep. You can say I'm playing scared. Fine.
You say you're playing smart.
I just go, it's preseason. I got nothing to gain. I mean, it's all about your own philosophy and what you see and mm-hmm. your own situation. Maybe, you know, again, I don't see the desperation to play him. In the preseason.
Yeah, me neither. And a lot of the NFL's that way.
I just think they're so good. And I'm not telling you they're, you know, I just think they're a good team
mm-hmm.
that I think that they can go and kind of play into it.
Yeah. Play into the season, be fine, still get the home field and,
yeah, I mean, like,
and peak at the right time.
Totally. Can't you see them?
Yeah.
You know, being, you know, 2-2, 3-1 or whatever, and then kind of later in the season going on a, you know, a big time run?
Oh, absolutely. That's kind of how I see it playing out.
I don't kill the tweet because I do think, you know, I could see the argument. Like, you know, uh-huh. you know, they're in, you can point. I thought, listen, the minute I saw Brady and he played 3 series before he got pulled, and the last one was a 55 yard touchdown drive.
Yep.
And I, quite frankly, I thought about, you know, it would have been nice to, I guess, to see Carson do that.
Yeah.
And then I saw Cam Newton. Escape with a boot.
Yeah, walking out from the tunnel underneath the stadium in a boot.
So, you know, and then all of a sudden I go, you know what? Let them be.
Yeah, leave it how it is. All right, so I want to ask you this question. I alluded to it before, and this is a question for you, Andrew, and anybody listening and wants to call on the telephone lines to answer it. 610-632-0975. So we're in this situation now where the third preseason game is over. Done, it's in the books. Who played, who didn't play, who cares? It's over now, right? If they start out real slow and it's detrimental, we'll have a different conversation about that at that time. But right now, you also have a baseball team that's in a wild card race. They're going down to Florida this weekend to take on the Marlins. They got the Pirates. We know the schedule in September. And I talked about the calm before the storm, because we know that when we come back in that Tuesday after Labor Day, it's week one of the NFL. The training camp for the hockey team and the basketball team's right around the corner, and the regular season's coming very soon thereafter, beginning of October for the NHL. And the third week of October for the Sixers, who we have tremendous excitement and expectations for. Couple that with college football and college basketball, all of those things. So your interest level now, like kind of on a scale of 1 to 10 in the Phillies, and then take yourself to that Tuesday when the NFL's there and all and the specter of those other sports are coming back pretty soon thereafter. And if they are kind of where they are now, two back, one and a half to three back, that kind of thing, where does your interest level go then?
Well, listen, I as much as I get annoyed and I'll sound like I'm down on them, mm-hmm. and I get annoyed with how they're run and some of the things like that, I love them and I watch them every night.
Yeah.
So now I'm not, you know, it's this weekend. I'll watch each game some point, you know, watch some, if not all of it.
Yep.
And, you know, it is what it is. It's part of my routine. Now, remember, football happens. They will slot. If they continue to just kind of be there and not kind of pull away or not, you know, get hot and win, I don't know, some ridiculous streak, then they'll go behind football. They'll be the...
Behind college football.
Right. Like, so what I'll do is I'll click if it's a, say it's a Saturday and they're playing. I'll watch the college games and then click back to Phillies. They get designated.
You drop in duty.
As a backup.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They get designated the backup status.
So they're like almost like a third string quarterback because it's NFL college football.
No, but second string because college football doesn't play. You know,
they don't play concurrent with the NFL.
Like it's NFL Sunday. Forget the Eagles. I'm talking if it's an NFL game and the Phillies.
Yep.
And the Phillies are languishing. Now, if the Phillies are not, and if the Phillies are playing good baseball, yeah. then they don't get relegated to backup status.
Okay, so we're not going to relegate them until they...
Well, I say backup stat, right. Like, yeah. you know, there's a backup stat. Think about it, with your own sports TV viewing.
Yeah. Cause,
there's a pecking order, right?
Yeah. I mean, because like the way, like this up and down thing with the Phillies right now is really frustrating because, like I said last week, and I'm still saying now even after the two wins in Boston... I'm not changing my expectation until they show me they can put together an 8 out of 9 or a 7 out of 8, whatever it is, because until they do that, I am not going to change my expectation. Like right now, I'll tell you, I'm more excited for the upcoming hockey season and basketball season individually over the remainder of this baseball season because they haven't proven to me.
I can't give you the hockey season.
Well, for me, I can. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's different for me and for hardcore hockey fans.
Yeah.
Because at least there's a variable there of unknown with that team. And right now, they've made changes that they can be better and can be a playoff team. And I don't believe right now that the baseball team can be a playoff team.
Yeah, I
know enough to think that they're not.
Can they overcome pitching is the whole thing. And, you know, the schedule is tough in September.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see it, Andrew. We've talked about it many times.
Yeah.
How tough the schedule gets September.
Right, and that's why my interest level would still be high, though. Like, obviously, I'm a 10 until football starts. But I would still be in the 7-8 range if the Phillies are competing. Because if you look at the schedule, obviously, Eagles week one, that's September 8th, right? The Mets are playing... the Phillies that day. So Eagles are a 10. The Phillies are a 0 because they're both playing at 1 o'clock. So who's going to be paying attention to the Phillies that day? Nobody. But then after that, it's not like there's any mutt series. Like right now, we have the Marlins and then the Pirates. The rest of the season, you have 4 versus Atlanta, 2 versus Boston, 3 at Atlanta, 3 at Cleveland, 5 in D.C. And then you've closed the season with 3 versus the Marlins. So that's one of those must series, but it could be a series that makes or break your season, depending on if they're still in it.
I think it will be decided by then.
Okay. I agree.
But still, like, it's not like you have boring series to watch once the football season starts.
No, listen, if they're still in,
right,
then they get primary, right? Like, they still get primary. Not over the Eagles, but they get primary over football.
Yeah, they move up a slot.
Like, if they're still in it. And look, listen, Philly's Braves, and they're still in it, I'm in.
Yep.
But if they slide, and then they start to slide, then they get relegated. And then when they're done, I got no interest in watching the last couple weeks if it's just slop.
Yeah, if it's not going to happen.
You know, you're playing kids and stuff like that, I'm out.
Yeah, and I don't care if you're playing the Nationals in that 5-game series. If you're completely out of it, I got no interest.
Now, do you do the backup status?
What do you mean by the, like, am I putting the Phillies behind the Eagles?
No, like, if you're watching a football game, like, I'll give you, it's an NFL, say they're like 4 out.
Right.
Right?
Thursday night.
And there's an NFL game, and the Phillies are playing. Now, the Phillies are the backup on my remote. They're like, you know, I'll click over.
During commercials. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So you would go like Colts, Browns.
Yes.
Over Phils.
If the Phillies are languishing, yeah.
Yeah, if they're 4 out with like 7 to go, right, but you still think at that point they're dead, I'm probably watching football first.
Even Andrew.
Well, at that point, those games aren't that meaningful.
Right, exactly. It's all about meaning.
Yeah.
Everything's about meaning.
I mean, but, like, think about it, though.
An early football season is, like, you
scouting.
Well, not only that, you miss the sport.
Yeah. So there's no such thing as too much?
I don't know how you are, but I am.
Yeah, there's no such thing as too much.
When the sport comes back, I overdose.
Yeah.
I do with baseball. I watch, like, every game. I'm like, you know. When the sport first comes back, I completely overdose.
Yeah.
NBA starts, I'll watch like every NBA, you know, I'll be like ridiculous.
Yeah, your tolerance isn't built up yet, and then you just overdose.
Exactly.
Get out the shock paddles for you.
Right, you're like, oh my God, you're in a coma watching these games. 11:30 at night, you're clicking around for, you know, like, I like that.
Unless there's one of those games that's like, you know, Yankees-Dodgers like this weekend.
That's a good matchup.
That's some serious ball going to be played there.
That's a good matchup. All right, in addition to this, and people have to answer the question, in addition to this and birds and the idea of sitting Carson, the whole thing, we need something for the season, and we need to start actually doing this now. And that is the caller scouts. And this is where we give a caller a position group, and they're responsible.
Scout it out.
To scout the position group all season long and comment and analyze a position group.
So they got to basically DVR that game and go back after the game and scout their group.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, you go watch that. You watch the game tape, you can do that.
Yeah. Do we need
to open everybody?
So we need a defensive backs coach.
Right.
Scout. We need our D-line coach.
Yep. Linebackers. Yep.
Yeah.
Whole thing, O-line.
Yeah, we might need a defensive.
No, we have an O-line guy who's terrific, and we'll grandfather him in. We can have another one, but Sags is unbelievable.
Sammy Sags?
At breaking down the O-line. He's been a caller scout for like 10 years.
All right, so he's an O-linesman.
Yeah, but really, that's about it.
All right, 610-632-0975.
Running back, receivers, like just the same thing. And you're responsible just for that position group.
So they got to grade out and do the and all
special teams, like the whole thing.
Oh, I love it. Okay. 610-632-0975. That is the number. We got a bunch of different charter chapter members that we're going to welcome to the United Nations of Eagles fans, too. And in the last hour, let's hear from some of the charter chapter members from around the globe, around the country. Our local charter chapter members need to check in as well at 610-632-0975. Top of the hour, we do a little something called Bring the Heat. Stay tuned. That's on the way as we are live today from the North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. It is the Midday Show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, football season, right? It begins. And, you know, I don't know about you, but, like, the morning of the game, you're kind of, like, freaking out a little bit. You're like, I get antsy, the whole thing. So you got to go figure out what you want, what you want to nosh on. Do you want to nosh on a little Corpalese tomato pie? That's right. Everybody's got a go-to guy, and My go-to guy for tomato pie is the great Corpolis. That's right, Corpolis Bakery. They are incredible. It is that tomato pie. It's that perfect crust with the olive oil and the basil and the lovely tomatoes. It's the perfect football, like pre-morning food is the greatest. That tomato pie is unbelievable. But they got everything there. The people will love it. They'll cater your event. They'll cater everything you want. And the people will be raving about the food. And you got to check out their desserts. Outrageous. That's right. They're in Norristown. They're in Limerick. They're in Douglasville. I'm telling you, they've been doing it forever. Family owned. That's Corpolis Bakery. Go to CorpolisBakery.com and make sure that this football season, you start your game day with a little tomato pie from Corpolis.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
I love coming down here. The North Shore Bar is a great place, man. Whoa. It really is. It's a great place. The people are phenomenal. We had a great time last time.
Yeah.
And I love these people. And Ryan, who owns it, is amazing. He's got an incredible chef. The burgers are like the size of your head.
Seriously, I'm tweeting them out right now. I took some pictures of them.
They're like ridiculous. And they're very creative.
The North Shore burger there.
Yeah, that's
the pork roll on the bottom.
That's unbelievable. Oh, the burger itself is ridiculous. The Caprese burger with the mozzarella and the tomatoes. It's unbelievable. It's a Jersey burger. It's a great, and you meet all kinds of great people too. Like what I love is, like we're hanging out, meeting all kinds of great people, and
cocktail. Grab a Heine.
That's it, a Heine Light, baby. It's my, I'm in. That's what I want. It's this place is unbelievable. So we met a lot of great people. Dennis from Springfield, one of our callers, is here.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I didn't see that.
Dennis. He's got an eagle tattoo that he got in 1980 after the Eagles won the NFC Championship.
Really?
Yeah, after they beat Dallas. He got a
nice.
Championship. And then he got one on the other side with the four titles. And so he makes the case that the NFL is celebrating its 100th year, right?
Yeah.
So he goes, we always talk about one Super Bowl, but we do have four championships.
Yep.
And he is right when you think about the 100 years of the if they're celebrating 100 years, they're telling you that those other championships count.
Yeah.
And I've always
part of franchise history.
And I've always been guilty as to not requisites, not a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we talk Super Bowl era because that's when the merge and everything, and that's modern. I mean, even the beginning of the Super Bowl, we wouldn't consider that modern football. But, you know, modern in the Super Bowl era, we've got one, and it took 52 years to get there. And we're hoping that number two takes just a total of 54 Super Bowl era years. We hope that's this year. It could be this year. I mean, that's what's on the horizon here.
Do you see how I look at it? I look at it like this.
Look at these people. The place is packed.
Yeah, it's great.
It's eagle hats everywhere.
It's great. It's awesome. I don't know how you look at this season. I look at the season like this. We all know they're a true contender.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to, I just wanted to go week by week.
Yeah, I want to enjoy it week by week as well. Because the NFL, that's what's perfect about the NFL.
Yeah, because I don't know what the story, you know, again, you know, as much as they have a real shot, it's impossible to go lock or, you know, it's, they have a real shot. That's, we leave it at that. And, you know, it's great going into a season when you feel like you got a really good team. Let the chips fall where they may, type of thing.
Yeah, like I don't want to have it like be like boy meets girl and gets married, has kids. I want to be boy meets girl and goes through this crazy week by week relationship with the team and enjoy every little element of it. That's what I want. By the way, I got to send a welcome message to Mark Barsha, our new charter chapter member. Another charter chapter has been opened, Anthony. So we head to the state of Colorado.
Really?
We've got a Boulder, Colorado chapter. Mark is leading the way. So a Boulder chapter now up and running for the United Nations of Eagle fans.
Boulder. Boulder's a great, great town.
Yeah, Boulder, Colorado is now up and running. So we've got
Boulder
chapters
was always
all over.
Like a weed capital of the world.
Is that right?
Yeah, University of Colorado. Boulder.
You booked me a flight?
That was always Boulder when I would go out there.
Yeah. We welcomed Wes yesterday to the Portland, Oregon chapter. So we're getting pretty well represented over there in those areas, in the mountainous areas of our country. We are now in 11 countries for the United Nations of Eagle fans. And it is building by the day. And everybody, thank you for joining and becoming a charter chapter member. We'll be hearing from everybody throughout the season. And if you'd like to be get on the Facebook group page, go to the United Nations of Eagle Fans on Facebook and search the group and put in a request, and we'll get you approved and get your chapter up and running. So we're taking over the world, brother.
I like it.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Khalil out at the Navy Yard is checking in the midday show here today on the Fanatic. What's up, Khalil?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? How y'all doing, man?
Good, Khalil.
All right, I just wanted to call. I wanted to make one point. I think Josh McCown was the perfect pickup, because if we remember, when we go back to the Chicago days, Alshon Jeffrey was made off of Josh McCown making them good plays when Jay Cutler got hurt. So I think that's the perfect pickup, because when he get hot, he can get Nick Foles hot. So this watch out. That's all I'm going to tell the Foles. Watch out.
I feel you. I think it's, you know, he played well last night. Listen, it's always good to have a veteran guy. You know, Sudfeld is kind of, you don't know, right?
We don't know.
So, I agree. It's always good. And, you know, he's so much better than Kessler. Kessler's terrible.
Kessler's terrible. And I want you to know, I am in a pit. I'm going for Gabe Head at the Florida Marlins sweep us, or if we lose. So, I'm in a pit.
All right, good.
I'm joining the pack with you.
Oh. Good. Thanks, Khalil.
I'm joining the pack.
Appreciate
baby.
It, baby.
Jump in on the pack, Khalil. I'm not in the pack.
You're out.
I'm outside the pack. I'm not clipping a guy over just one series.
You got to, even man. Though it, it's long enough.
Nice, brother.
Yeah, even though it is more, obviously, it's more than just one series.
It's the microcosm. Ryan said the pact. It was more of the, hey, they can't lose the series.
Yeah.
All right? Like, seriously, you can't lose the series.
Like, if this happens,
like, now you got no
that has to happen.
On Sunday, you can't lose the series. I'm sorry. Like, you know, it can't happen.
So either Vinny has to step up, or Eflin's got to step up and take one of those other games, or the bat's got to bash their way, even if one of those pitchers does.
First of all, you have an advantage pitching tonight.
Yeah.
You have the advantage.
You're missing their best starter.
No, Ace versus Velasquez. Velasquez is I don't know what the line is, but they're probably a big favorite, the Phillies.
Oh, yeah, I'll check.
At least the way I'd guess 140-50 type of thing.
All right, well, I'll check it for you. But let's go to Carter right now on the Fanatic. Hey, Carter.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Carter?
Hey, I wanted to touch base on Wentz not playing yesterday. The point was made about Brady going in with the Patriots and having a good game, and the comparison was made, hey, Brady's coming off a Super Bowl, Wentz is coming off an injury, and I think any time the evil empire up north is doing something and we're differing from it, we got to take note. And I did have to look this up, but went back to 2008. Brady was coming off of knee surgery, was on the IR. Week 3, 2009 preseason, he threw for 150 yards and two touchdowns, right? So I think getting the rust off for Wentz and coming into week 1 strong, playing at game speed is important, especially when we look to last year, make or break the playoffs by one game, right? So I don't feel good by saying, hey, we'll give him a couple drives, we'll give him a game or two to get into it.
Let's stop for one second. I think you make great points. I mean, tremendous points. The only thing that I differ is you look at this Eagles schedule, you look at what's in their division, you look at how good they can be. I don't think this is a situation of a game here, a game there. I think this is clearly a double-digit win team, and it's always best to be playing your best in November and December.
I agree with that. I just feel like we're taking for advantage, and I think back a couple years ago when we won the Super Bowl, we were like, this is an 8 or 9 team win team, and we'll be lucky to limp in the playoffs. We won the Super Bowl. From year to year, so hard to tell. I agree. I think we're double-digit win. We're going to run away with the division. But I don't want to take anything for granted here.
No, and your point is dead on. You know, you look at what Brady did after he came back from his own knee surgery. Now, the problem with Carson is he had 2 years in a row. So, you know, I get where Doug's kind of doing it, and I understand the preseason type of thing. I'm with you. I think the only thing that we look at differently, and it's probably slight, is just the first month of the season. Like, I put less importance. Of course, they all matter, but I put less importance. I think you survive the first month, and then you get into a rhythm.
Yep, that's a good point. Hey, and if you're looking for a caller scout here, I'm a Penn Stater, so I'm always a little hesitant about Buckeyes on the team, and we got one on special teams punting the ball, trying to pin our opponents. So if you need someone to keep an eye on Johnston for you, I'm happy to call in and provide.
You got it.
Wow, that,
I like it. That's our first guy. Yeah, you're in.
All right, you the first request for a scout wants to be ours. Punter scout?
Yeah, he's in. That's pretty cool.
But there's nobody going to be knocking on that door trying to take your job.
That's great. I love it. That's bust out,
the
man.
Punting scout.
Hey, by the way.
Stater could have gone backfield because of Miles Sanders.
Speaking of special teams, Elliott missed another field goal.
Yeah. Justin Tucker didn't.
No, well, he never does. So most kickers.
He's obnoxious.
Yeah, most kickers are, you know, they're like relievers and closers, right? Mm-hmm. Like the same kind of guy. Year to year. Tucker's just exceptional.
Best ever.
You worried about Elliott?
Yes. Because remember last year, Ant, he'd make the difficult ones, but he'd miss those easier ones.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, wait a minute here. I need you to be reliable on the ones that I know I'm going to get.
Right.
Or I think I know I'm going to get. And that unreliability could be, oftentimes, is the difference between winning and losing. Yeah, he's going to have to get a little more reliable. We're going to have to bring somebody in. Like, Tucker got a brother that doesn't sing opera.
Here's
you
a problem.
A real sports thing on Tucker?
Yeah.
He sings opera like six different languages. I tell you, dude can sing.
He's amazing. He's an amazing. No, but you're not going to bring anybody in because anybody that's out there
is direct.
Is even more unreliable.
Yeah.
So you just need Elliott to, you know, because look, I mean, he was money for you, some big kicks.
Yeah. Welcome another member. Harvey Singer on Twitter goes, this is awesome. Laguna Beach chapter has just flown a flag for the first time.
I'm a fan.
How about that? He goes, you need a charter chapter in Laguna Beach? He said, Philly born and raised in Temple Tough. Laguna Beach
Are
chapter.
You serious?
Yes. Wow. Well, I tell you, we got to take the show on the road to all the different charter chapters. Hang out with everybody, all right? Around the globe.
Next time, I think I got to go back out there soon. I might do it over like a weekend and do it like an Eagle party out there.
Oh, that'd be great. See, you know what you do is like, you buy the old Rock t-shirts, and on the back of the shirt that all the different cities they go to, it'd say like Philly, the Spectrum, and then, you know, Uniondale, New York, and you Nassau Coliseum, and all those. We could get a shirt, a tour shirt made, and take the show on the road globally. The European leg.
I like it.
610-63. I knew you'd love it. 610-632-0975. That is the Midday Show. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, live from the North Shore Bar and Kitchen, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.